You can't catch me out. I knew it was ending. This is Kevin on the Monday Magazine here on Victus Radio. The community station for the Isle of Wight, and a special guest has just wandered in off the wet streets of Newport. Paul Stevens. Hello, Paul.
Hiya.
Yeah. You've wandered in eagerly because you're in a play, aren't you, at Trinity Theatre, which opens on Thursday.
Opens on Thursday.
Can you tell us all about it?
I can, yeah. It's a play called Blue Remembered Hills by Dennis Potter, and it's typical Dennis Potter, set, I suppose, in the Forest of Dean, which was where he was when he was a child. It's set during the war. It's about seven children and their life in one day, and okay. What they get up to and where they hide and all the rest of it, and their laughs, they cry. And there's a bit of a tragedy at the end, but we won't talk about that. That could be a surprise.
Yeah, well, it won't be now, will it?
No.
And all the children are being played by adults, aren't they?
They are.
Including you and I.
Yeah, including you and I, yes. So there's five of us men and two ladies.
Yeah.
And we're all playing eight-year-olds, which is easy for the men, because, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like that anyway.
Yeah, it's the way we are, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it deliberately done that way by Dennis Potter, do you know? The original TV play had adults playing the parts,
didn't it? Yeah, we had wonderful people like Michael Elphick and Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
It was. It's done on purpose. If you read it up, it says that Dennis Potter did not want children playing it because he didn't want audiences going, "Oh, aren't they lovely? Look, they've learned all those words. Aren't they wonderful?" So that's why he wanted adults to do it. He didn't want the innocence of children.
Yeah.
And the people watching.
Yeah.
To say, this is all about children, so it can't be real.
Yeah. It's got that tagline that people use a lot, hasn't it? Bittersweet.
Yeah.
What do you think audiences will get from it? Because it's quite a while ago that it was on the telly. And it's set in the 1940s. Do you think people will still get it now? Is it?
I think they will, because it's children being horrible to each other, as they always are. They're more cruel. And picking on people and bullying, you know, still rife in schools, and, you know, teachers having to deal with bullying in schools. It's the way children are.
Yeah. You were a teacher, weren't you?
I was, yeah.
Are you no longer?
No longer. I retired 2 years ago.
What did you teach, Paul?
I taught maths to begin with, and then I took over computing. So I spent some 20-odd years at Ryde High teaching maths and computing, and then I finished up at the Isle of Wight College doing computing mainly, but then picked up some maths as well.
Yeah. So has that given you lots of useful insights into how children behave for this play?
Yeah. Well, yeah, except that I only ever taught like 13 and upwards, and we're supposed to be playing 8-year-olds.
Yeah.
But I've got grandchildren, so sitting watching the grandchildren, it's still, it's, even though they're only 6 years old, you can still see it all coming out.
And have you done anything in particular to get in the zone, as we actors say, to play a child, or has it not been any effort at all?
No, I don't think it's been any effort at all, really. My wife says, you know, I'm like it most of the time. So.
It's funny you should say that. My wife says that about me. But the teaching then, so talk about you particularly now. You haven't always just been a teacher, because you have been in show business in one form or another for a long time, haven't you?
Well, before I came to the island, I was a teacher. I taught in Hertfordshire. In Hertford itself, and I've always been interested in drama. Always was when I was at school, from about 11 years old. I had a drama teacher who was an ex-professional actor, and as soon as he arrived in the school, he set up a drama club, and it was an all-boys school, so it was interesting. But the first play we ever did was The Nativity. We did a nativity show for Christmas, and it was just done by boys, so there were boys playing, you know, Mary and things like that, and we put this whole, it was no script, we put it all together in the classes, you know, the club in the evening. And when we came to put it together with about a week to go before it was actually put on, we found it only lasted 45 minutes. And it had to last at least an hour and a half. So we had to then quickly put other things in and run in from the back of the hall to make it longer. A bit like we're doing now, really. But then from there, I've always been involved in music. But when I came to the island, it was on my CV that I was, you know, that's what I was interested in singing and acting. And the senior teacher was in charge of drama at Ryde High, but he was also a director of the art, one of the directors at the Island Savoy Arts.
Yeah.
And so he sort of quickly wrote me. I'd only been in the school 2 days, and this old man with white hair appeared at the door of the staff room in the maths department and said, follow me. And I thought, oh God, what have I done? I've only been here 2 days. I can't. What have I done? And I followed this guy down through parts of the school I didn't even know existed because I'd only been there a couple of days. And I ended up in the music department with the music teacher. And this guy said to me, right, can you sing this? And it was Younger Than Springtime from South Pacific. And I think I must have only got about 2 or 3 bars out. And he said, oh, right, you've got the part then. And I didn't even know what he was talking about. And they were doing South Pacific. And I ended up doing that in the school, playing opposite one of the kids who was, I can't remember what year, she was probably in year, what they say, year 10 now.
Yeah.
And there was a big headline in one of the papers saying, maths teacher runs off with 10, with 15-year-old student. And then... You'd never be able to put it in the paper these days. But yeah. Then actually qualified it later by saying, look, you know, don't worry, this actually is in a play.
So how far back are we going, Paul, for your...
That's back in the 70s.
70s.
Yeah.
So you've been a member of the Savoyards since then.
Yeah.
You must have done a lot of shows.
I've done a hell of a lot. Yeah. We used to do 2, near enough, we used to do 2 every year.
Yeah. But so, you're so well known as a singer, aren't you? I mean, lots of people who are listening will know you as Paul Stevens.
Well, hopefully,
the
would,
singer.
Yeah.
And we all know about you and Alfie Bowe.
Oh,
because
yes.
You were on the telly with him.
Yes,
and
I was.
Everybody said, "Who's that with Alfie Bowe?" Yeah. But that was a magical moment for you, I know. But do you ever feel that you wish you'd concentrated on one or the other, singing or acting?
No, not really.
No.
I sometimes wish I had taken up the gauntlet that my drama teacher laid down and go off to drama school.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things you think, oh, I wish I'd have done that.
Yeah.
Nobody from my family had ever done anything like that. You know, my father worked for London Transport. My mother worked in a wages department. There was nobody in the family that had ever done anything acting or anything like that before.
I think that must be quite common, mustn't it? But now, all schools have got big drama departments and a big commitment. And you can go to university and study it, performance studies.
I know. Well,
it's
funny,
big, isn't it?
Funnily enough, my daughter today, I mean, she's my youngest daughter, is 33.
Yeah.
And she's just decided to take a change in career. And today is her first day at university at Chichester.
Wow.
And she's doing a BA, honours degree, in music. And it's to do with the voice and instrument. And she's looking to, if she gets a career out of singing, you know, bearing in mind her age at the moment, because most of them are quite young, you know, when they start, although she's not old, of course. But then she's looking also to start teaching singing as well.
Yeah,
to anybody that you know, would like to. So it's interesting.
Yeah, but did you ever at any time think that you could go professional with singing, or to an extent, are you earning from it at the moment?
Do you know what? I think the first time I ever got any money from singing was about 5 years ago. I did a gig one Christmas, no, New Year's Eve. Over in a big hotel in Ventnor, I won't advertise, and I got paid for it. And that's the first time I'd ever got paid for any gig or anything. I mean, years I've been doing it.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff I've always done, we've always done it for charity.
Yeah.
you know, which is how I ended up on TV, to be honest. The TV bit was to do with, you know, raising money for charity over the years.
But for you, the singing and the acting, they're of equal sort of value in your life, and you enjoy them both the same.
Yeah, I enjoy them both the same.
You're equally legendary as a pantomime artiste, aren't you, Paul?
Well, my wife... Yeah, you can talk. My wife has always said to me, you ought to be a pantomime dame. And I've never quite worked out what, you know, if that was, she was being nice about it or not. But a few years ago... somebody else said it. I was overdoing, I think it was Oliver I was doing for Ventnor, the music group there. And somebody said, you ought to do Dame. You know, you'd be really good at it.
Yeah.
And I said, stupidly, I said, well, I'll tell you what, if you do Cinderella, then I'll happily do one of the Ugly Sisters, because...
Yeah.
The other one, you know, would be John Woodford, and John's been doing it for years, and he's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I could learn so much from him.
Yeah.
And what did they choose the following year? Cinderella. So I'd really put myself in it, but I had a whale of a time.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
And you're back together, aren't you?
We are.
This year?
Yeah, this year. It's
Cinderella.
It's it's about the 11th of December, somewhere, so around that week.
And is that Ventnor Theatre Group?
Ventnor Theatre Group.
And their return to the Winter Gardens.
That's
exciting.
First show that will be at the Winter Gardens since it closed down. And that's now reopened.
That's really good news.
It's fantastic, it's what it should be used for.
Yeah, and you are one of the Ugly Sisters.
I am one of the Ugly Sisters
again. With John Woodford.
With John Woodford, strangely enough.
Yeah,
it was like we had our first rehearsal last week, and it was just like 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
it was fantastic.
And is that a bit like going back to school as well?
Yeah, it was.
I know, but to bring us back full circle, then, because you came in to talk about Blue Remembered Hills.
Yeah, did yes.
Tell us when it's on, and how can people get hold of tickets, Paul?
The tickets are available from the KAODS website.
That's caods.org.uk. Yep.
And their telephone number, which has gone completely out of my head
right
this
moment.
Right. But if you see a poster around the island, both of those things are actually on the poster.
Yeah.
It's opening night is on Thursday, and we're on Friday night, and we're on Saturday night.
Yeah,
7:30
start.
And 7:30 start,
yeah.
And we should be finished about... 9:30 to 10.
Yeah, half nine.
Half nine, probably.
And there will be an interval, of course.
And there will be an interval, yeah.
For us all to recover.
Yeah.
For our benefit,
because we're running around. It's taking its toll on us.
Yeah, that's when the oxygen will be delivered to the dressing room.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's going to be great fun. Well, it's great fun for us to be in it, let's be honest.
It has been. The rehearsals have been such a blast, and we've been such a laugh.
And you can't do this without mentioning the fact that your wife is directing this, Paul.
I've done
you a favour there.
Well, you have.
You weren't going to mention it, were you?
Well, I was. I was going to mention that I was sleeping with the director, and that's how I got the part, really. But, yeah.
I've ruined your line now. Tell us then. Gwen is directing.
Yeah, she's directed stuff for many a year. But she did a good degree in English and drama only a few years ago. You know, she was a mature student, and she did her degree, got her degree. But she's been doing the youth theatre at the Apollo Theatre for quite a few years.
Yeah.
And actually now has got to the point where she'd rather be directing rather than actually being in things.
Yeah.
So she's damn good at it as well.
Yeah. Well,
even though I say so myself.
Yeah, well done. And this is being recorded as well, even though we're live. So, Gwen will be able to listen. She's not there now. So, yeah, well done. Anyway, so that's a reminder. Blue Remembered Hills is on at Trinity Theatre Cowes on Thursday, Friday and Saturday night. You can book online at www.caods.org.uk. So get booking. And you can see Paul and I in that, which is... Yeah. Quite an incentive, isn't it?
In our short trousers,
shorts and tank tops.
Yes.
Yeah, not to be missed. Anyway, thanks a lot, Paul. Thanks for coming in.
That's a pleasure.
We'll talk soon. Well, I'll see you tonight at the rehearsal.
I will see you tonight, yeah.